Manu Patra alerts dated the 24th of July 2018. Supreme Court has said that a lawmaker, whose conviction in a criminal case has not been stayed by an appellate court, would stand disqualified from the membership of the House. Supreme Court has urged the state governments to consider plea bargaining in an endeavor to reduce pendency of cases. Supreme Court has refused to stay Delhi High Court's interim order banning the publication and sale of a book purportedly on the life of Yoga Guru Ramdev, which he claimed contained defamatory contents. Supreme Court has ordered that selection made to Kerala district judges during the pendency of petition will be subject to the final result of the petition. Bombay High Court has held that registration of a housing society cannot be cancelled, granted or refused on the grounds that illegal or unauthorized construction has been carried out by its occupants. Kerala High Court has imposed a complete ban on plastic in Sabarimala, in order to ensure an eco-friendly pilgrimage to the famous hill shrine of Lord Ayyappa. Madras High Court has set aside a lookout notice issued by Central Bureau of Investigation to all airports against Karthi Chidambaram, son of former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram. Bombay High Court has observed that even if the woman was assumed to be of loose character, it could not be said that men have a right to rape her or to have sexual intercourse with her. Bombay High Court has questioned the shutdown of Debt Recovery Tribunal, DRT, following a fire in the said building premises over a month ago and expressed surprise at this development. Delhi High Court has observed that if there are various co-landlords, only one out of them cannot terminate the tenancy for seeking possession of the tenanted property and or mean profit. Kerala High Court has observed that no power is granted to Women's Commission to issue directions with regard to payment of maintenance. Delhi High Court has upheld the disqualification of Rocky Two Seeds candidature by the Varsity, a month before his tenure as the Delhi University Students Union, DUSU, President ends. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has asked Tata Steel to furnish a detailed plan as to how it proposes to distribute the amount earmarked for the operational creditors under its resolution plan for Bhushan Steel. Lok Sabha has passed a bill for quick prosecution in check bounce cases and provide compensation to the complainant.